Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Sorry, we're a little late today. Little internet troubles on our end. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days and coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Apple's got an event coming for us on April 20th. Who says? Siri says. Actually, we first found out about it because of Siri. All you had to do is ask her, hey, when's the next Apple event? And she actually responded, the next event is on Tuesday, April 20th at Apple Park. Then she actually points you over to apple.com to get all the details. Now, we've known that Apple's been planning an event for a little while now. We just didn't really know the date. So in a way, Apple kind of let it slip, shall we say? But that's about all Siri lets slip. As far as what's going to be unveiled, we have no idea. Also, as projected, the event, of course, will be virtual, meaning we all should be able to come along and see what Apple has for us to drain our wallets once again. Amazon's got some new buds for us, Echo Buds, in fact, promising they're going to be a lot more comfortable, too. That's probably because they are 20% smaller. They also should probably sound better, too, now that they say that they have enhanced active noise cancellation. And not only that, you can also use them for your workout, too. They're IPX4 rated, so that means you can use them in water. I wouldn't, you know, take a dive or anything, but you can sweat it out and they should be fine. Another thing Amazon pointed out, too, they're optimized to capture lower frequencies. This is compared to the prior generation, of course, and they're promising better quality for voice calls. Yeah, but who cares about that? What do they cost? Well, the 2021 Echo Buds are priced at $119.99, to say $120. If the old ones were fine for you, well, those took a price drop. Those are down to about $100 now. But if you really want the new one, well, you're going to have to wait till May 13th. That is the projected release date. If you use Discord and you're on iOS, well, those not-safe-for-work thingies, they're going to be banning access to those servers if you're on iOS devices. And from the looks of it right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be any way around it. Now, of course, the NSFW servers do a couple of things. If you're under the age of 18, well, you can't join them then. But the bigger one, yep, if you're on iOS, you won't be able to access them at all. That's because of Apple's strict no adult content on their platform. Now, most parents out there welcome this, of course, but there are a few frustrated people out there saying, eh, this ain't fair. Suggestion is, well, if you really need access to those not safe for work servers, eh, you might want to hop on over to Android. And finally, Facebook and dating. I don't know. It sounds really scary putting the two together. But the company's new product experimentation team, or NPE for short, is about to dip its little toes into the water into such things. They're actually releasing a video speed dating app called Sparked Aw. Basically, you're going to go on a rapid-fire series of four-minute dates, and if you and the other person actually enjoy their time together, you can go on an extended 10-minute second date. Wow. At that point, of course, you'll need to exchange contact details if you want to stay in touch. Because we all know a total of 14 minutes, that's plenty of time to know if the person on the other end is a psychopath. The free app has no public profiles, no direct messages, or even like that Tinder-style swiping. But you will, yes indeed, have to have a Facebook profile. And again, we all know that those profiles, yeah, they're completely honest, aren't they? Now, if you're sitting there going, okay, I gotta find this app, I'm so lonely during this pandemic, it's not there yet. No iOS, no Google Play app just yet. It's completely browser-based right now, meaning you'll have to head to the website to give it a whirl. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, that is, of course, where you can find the new show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show. You can also subscribe to them over there. That's at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, find us on our Facebook page, too, and give us a like there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course. We'll be back for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We will be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.